It's all about First Fridays. Don't miss this opportunity to check out arts, entertainment, and more. Avenue for the Arts, big in our area, so we want to make sure that our guests let us know what to do and how to act. Justin McCauley, First Friday's event coordinator, as always. Good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for being here. Elise Welcher, Parliament, the Boutique co-owner. Say that three times. Good morning to you, Elise.
Good morning, Shelley.
Good that you are here. We'll wait for Tova Jones as well. Justin, would you talk about what Avenue for the Arts is again?
Absolutely. Avenue for the Arts is the geographic location of South Division between Fulton and Wealthy Street. It includes shops like WUSA, Parliament the Boutique, Vertigo Records, also social service agencies, 300 Apartments, and galleries like UICA, Spiral, Light Gallery, and Collective Art Space. But it's also a community of artists and volunteers. The Avenue for the Arts program features monthly events for artists and visitors to get involved and get to know more about downtown.
And we have marked our calendar for these First Fridays for some time. It's an area that is booming. So what is First Fridays?
First Fridays is a monthly gallery and shop hop that takes place on the Avenue every first Friday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it's over 10 locations that participate per month. This time we have 7 gallery shows, 6 different events, not counting sales and locations with open hours. This month we have a great space at Pop-Up Shop GR and Parliament the Boutique's grand reopening.
Oh, well, let's get you involved, Elise. First of all, let's talk about you and talk about Parliament the Boutique. Take it away.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me, Shelley. Parliament the Boutique is a handcrafted artist destination. It is comprised of myself, one of the co-owners, as well as 2 other artisans that have their independent artistic brands housed within the space. So it's a studio and storefront. And then we also carry the work of about 6 other Grand Rapids-based artisans. Our whole focus is independently created craft that you use in your everyday life. So our tagline is artisan goods for humans and homes. So Parliament the Boutique has been here for about 3.5 years, and we've grown over the past several years in scope. It started as just a single studio and storefront, has expanded over the years to was a separate studio and storefront space, and now we've just been able to move everything under one roof. So you can now shop the product and see everything that Parliament carries, as well as see how it's made by its artisans.
And you have a new grand reopening?
Indeed, yes. We got into our space last year, about the end of the year, and we are now having our grand reopening at 136 South Division this Friday.
And that would be like a whole new and improved space that's down the street from the original location.
Exactly. New space and being able to see everything under one roof. This was the huge thing for us, was bringing it all back together again. We had the separate studio and storefront previously, so being able to bring that under one roof for people to be able to see all the action is what's really special, and this is the first time that we've opened the space to the public since we've moved.
Awesome. Let's bring you into the conversation. Tova Jones, pop-up shop owner here in Grand Rapids, pop-up shop GR. Goodness gracious, this Friday night's going to be kind of cool. What is Pop-Up Shop GR?
Yes, the Pop-Up Shop GR, we provide the brick-and-mortar feel without the bill for e-commerce business owners, artists, and musicians. So what that means is we provide a literal space that's fully loaded with racks, hangers, shelving, display tables that businesses could come in and use to run their business.
You had your grand opening back in December, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, December 10th, and it was a great success. We had over 300 people in and out of the space all day. And ever since then, almost every weekend, we've been having a pop-up shop, so it's really exciting.
And expand more into this. I'll lead the question. You provide e-commerce business owners the brick-and-mortar feel without mm-hmm. the bill, right?
Yep. So basically, a lot of times, e-commerce business owners run a lot of their traffic online. Yes. And if you're just starting, sometimes it's very hard to pick up that foot traffic, to pick up that customer base. And so sometimes your customers want to see the product, feel the product, try it on, and we provide that space. So I've had people use it for a whole weekend. I've had people use it like during the week, and it has really driven their sales. We've had some testimonies back about e-commerce business owners where their businesses have went up 80%. Their online traffic has went up as well as their revenue. So it's exciting.
That's cool. So you have an upcoming sale Friday night, mm-hmm. Tova.
Yes. So in the space on First Friday, we're having 8 local businesses ranging from food all the way to clothing to handmade items. And then we're also partnering with a new photo booth company called Let's Take a Pic. They are going to set up their photo booth there so you can come and take some cool photos.
Now, this event... this is actually on the 11th, not part of First Friday.
So this, for the what I just made the announcement for, is for First Friday. But on the 11th, we are going to have a Detroit-based business that is coming to do a Black History Month pop-up shop. They are called African Fashions. They have authentic African print fabrics as well as items and jewelry. And so they'll be coming all the way from Detroit to do a pop-up shop here in Grand Rapids.
Tova, how would new shops contact you to have a sale in your space?
Definitely. You can go to our website at popupshopgr.com, and you can push the Contact Us button, and it will come directly to me.
Lisa, one question I wanted to ask you before I get back to the specifics of Friday night. Parliament the Boutique. We'll talk about the name.
So when I was the original founder of Parliament several years ago, and my brand name is called Little Wings Designs, and the logo is an owl. And so when I invented Parliament and wanted to have this storefront, I wanted a space that would carry other people's work but wasn't necessarily my brand. A group of owls is called a Parliament, kind of like you have a Murder of Crows, a Parliament of Owls. So that was where we came up with the name. How would we have a group of us working together?
I missed that. That must have been a highlight in fifth grade. We learned that.
Yes.
How cool is that? And again, how do we find out more about your boutique?
You can find more about Parliament the Boutique at parliamenttheboutique.com, as well as checking us out on social media. We're on Facebook as well as Instagram under that name.
Justin, what other events will be happening during the February 1st Fridays?
During this First Friday's coming up, pretty much every gallery on the entire avenue is having a featured show. Most stores are having their own events, including Woosah releasing new artwork and prints, and a pop-up thrift shop happening at our Avenue for the Arts space at 307 Division.
Cool. And I trust you have a way for us to find out about participating venues?
Yep. Every month we put out a newsletter with all the events going on, and also create Facebook events listing every event or sale.
And... the end of February looks like you want to talk about an event.
On February 25th, we have Break It Down, Make It Better. It's a series of events aimed at producing educational programming, discussions, and professional development opportunities for artists, curators, and venue coordinators.
Tova, remind me of the flair of Friday night. I mean, we're going to get...
Yeah,
it's gonna be a
the flair is going to be busy, yeah. Chili. It's going to be fun. We're going to be in there. It's going to be, once again, 8 local business artists. We have food. I don't know if anyone's familiar with Mosby's Popcorn. They have a storefront in Kentwood, but they always like to come in and pop up with
you
us.
You should have brought samples.
Yeah, oh, they're amazing. We even... We even have like a LuLaRoe consultant. She'll be in there selling her items. We have some handmade items, jewelry. We have a new artist who's launching her lotion and face scrubs called Teal. She'll be in there. And then we're partnering with Let's Take a Pic, who is a airless photo booth. And you can upload your photos directly to social media so you don't have to get those printouts and wait and wait. So we're going to have fun, Shelley. You should stop by.
Okay. On the list. What am I doing Friday night? I'll throw it in there.
Thank you.
Elise, dress for the times as well, right? Some of this, I mean, just walking up and down the street, make sure we dress up warmly.
Certainly. Yep. It's going to be, Friday night is going to be a little bit snowy, but we're looking at a decent night thus far. So dress warmly and accordingly, but it is about 3 blocks of walking back and forth. So you'll want a hat.
Good exercise for you. Hey, it says, according to my list here, Friday, scattered snow showers, but partly sunny.
Yay! Ooh. We'll take that.
Yeah, hallelujah.
High near 21.
Yeah.
There you are. What time again does the event actually happen, Justin?
Starts at 6 p.m., ends at 9 p.m., but there are some variations between different venues. Some might be open later.
Great. And obviously, always nice to know that Avenue for the Arts is alive and well and doing great things for its neighbors, including all of you. All right, guys, still time for dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Tova Jones, Pop-Up Shop GR owner, Elise Welcher, Parliament the Boutique co-owner, and Justin McCauley, First Friday's event coordinator. Great Friday night will you have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.